First, Wisconsin is getting ready for a serious hit of winter before the year comes to a close. A big snowstorm is expected to drop several inches, with the totals getting heavier as you go farther north in the state. It comes a day after some parts of the state were in the mid-50s and getting soaked with rain. Maybe it's a fitting way to end what was kind of a weird year weather-wise here in Wisconsin. Jonathan Erdman is a Milwaukee-based senior digital meteorologist with weather.com and contributor to the Weather Channel podcast. John, good to talk with you again.
Judith, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, first, let's start with the most immediate weather. What's the situation with this particular storm that's moving across Wisconsin today?
Well, Judith, we currently have an expansive area of low pressure that's spiraling over Lake Superior right now, and that's bringing a lot of snow to at least the northern two-thirds of the state right now, some moderate to heavy snow in some spots. In fact, we already have accumulations of 2 to 4 inches already on the ground in Wausau and in around Eau Claire, and that area of snow will eventually pivot through the rest of Wisconsin the rest of the afternoon into tonight, and we're expecting storm totals anywhere from 5 to 9 inches in northern and central Wisconsin, and generally around 2 to 5 inches in the southern third of the state by tomorrow. Fortunately, we're moving off fairly quickly, so this shouldn't be a big problem for New Year's Eve travel or New Year's night travel, but might be some tricky travel tonight into tomorrow morning.
And what kind of snow is this? Is this the really wet, heavy snow, or is this the fluffy stuff?
Well, temperature's a little warm with this, so this is kind of more on the heavier variety. In fact, some snowfall rates up in northern Wisconsin this afternoon into tonight could be 1 to 3 inches per hour. So we're already seeing reports of snow-covered roadways, including I-39, U.S. 51 in central and northern Wisconsin, and stretches of I-94 northwest of Toma. So, yeah, this will be kind of a messy travel night tonight into tomorrow morning.
What about winds? Because that can certainly make even smaller amounts of snow a lot more hazardous.
Yeah, that's right, Judith. That's also a concern tonight. We'll probably see north to northwest winds of, gusting 20 to 40 miles per hour at times. So that could produce some areas of reduced visibility. Best if you don't have to travel tonight, don't do so. But fortunately, those winds should start to slacken off pretty quickly by tomorrow. So again, if you're traveling anywhere for New Year's Eve festivities, everything should be much improved. The storm should be gone by then.
So this system has been in the works for a few days now, as they often are before they get to Wisconsin. Where did it come from, and have other states gotten hit even harder than us?
Well, I guess we can count our blessings there. It hit some areas and parts of the Dakotas, Nebraska, and western Minnesota pretty hard. There were blizzard warnings, in recent days in parts of the eastern Dakotas, an area that's pretty susceptible to blizzard conditions with snowfall accumulations well over a foot in some of those areas. So we're getting the winter storm, but we're getting kind of the less severe end of it, if you will. And again, it's going to be a quick mover, so by the time we get to New Year's Eve festivities, it should be out of here.
We're talking with Jonathan Erdman right now. He's a Milwaukee-based senior digital meteorologist with weather.com and a contributor to the Weather Channel podcast. We're talking about the current storm system that's making its way across the state, but also looking back at some of the significant weather over the past year. And parts of Wisconsin actually got a pretty early jump on winter this year. Even some trick-or-treaters had to trudge through a few inches of snow. But for a lot of people, that was the last time we had any significant snowfall. Where are we at this point in the year and where we would expect to be?
Well, you're right, Judith. This is probably one of the stranger starts to a winter season as far as snowfall that I've seen in Wisconsin. When you have a white Halloween, when you have snow on the ground on Halloween and you don't have it on Christmas morning, that's certainly pretty strange, right? So, it really got off to an amazing start. Madison, for instance, picked up almost 16 inches of snow from October 28th through November 13th. So, that was their snowiest start to a season on record, and it's more than they averaged in through the month of December. So they had a snowier stretch from late October through the first 2 weeks of November than they would typically have in December. So, it's been less snowy in southern Wisconsin since that period. So we're kind of about near average now in the southern third of the state. But it was certainly a record-breaking start to the winter season from around Halloween through the first 2 weeks of November.
Well, and earlier in the year, for the second year in a row, there was a big winter storm in the middle of April. Certainly not unheard of for Wisconsin, but a little unusual. Was that just a coincidence, or is there more of a pattern in the works?
Well, last winter we saw a pretty persistent storm track that took storms basically through the Plain States, through the Northern Plains, and then eventually into here into the Upper Midwest. And that persistent storm track really set up from about mid to late January through all the way through April. So it's not a coincidence. It's just a persistent storm track, and it remains to be seen whether we'll see that the rest of the winter. For instance, I mean, one of my favorite statistics from last winter is just in February alone, Eau Claire picked up 53 inches of snow, which is more than their average for the entire year in just one month.
Wow.
And it was their record-shattering month. So it was that persistent storm track, and unfortunately, that followed all the way through deep into April.
Well, we also had some really cold temperatures towards the start of 2019. We had that record-breaking polar vortex. Big question, John, can we know at this point if we're going to have another one of those in this winter?
Well, it's too soon to tell that we wouldn't have one sometime, say, in February or even early March. For now, it looks like January may be a little bit less cold than what we saw last January. We don't see any, real teeth-shattering cold outbreaks, at least for the next couple of weeks. And some of our longer-range forecasters at the weather company suggest that may hold through much of January. But as we know, February can be a pretty nasty month here, and there is some indications that February could finally trend colder than average. But at least maybe we can at least get through January without any of those any of those massive cold outbreaks like we saw last year when one location in Wisconsin hit 43 below zero,
wow,
setting their all-time record last January.
I bet they're hoping to not break that record anytime soon. Well, after winter comes spring, and in the middle of March, there was a bunch of flooding this year, and that has been a recurring theme in Wisconsin throughout the year and throughout the past few years. Farmers in particular having a hard time dealing with all that water. Why was it so wet, and why has flooding become so common?
Well, you're right, Judith, and unfortunately, that's really been the big story in Wisconsin so far this year. We will likely have our wettest year on record for the state of Wisconsin in 2019. And if you look back, we've had now four of the state's five wettest years dating back to 1895 have occurred this decade. So this will probably be the wettest year on record in Wisconsin. 2018 was probably the third wettest, 2016 the fourth wettest, and 2010 the fifth wettest. So the problem is we've just gotten into this stuck pattern where we get heavy snow in the winter, and that adds to precipitation. And then all of a sudden we get a persistent storm track where we get heavy rain in the spring, and you get the melting snowpack, and that adds water to rivers. Heavy rain in the spring then adds water to rivers. And then we've had periods where we've had heavy summer rain because of this persistent storm track. And then this past year, we've had the wettest fall, in other words, September through November on record, which wreaked more havoc with the harvest season. So unfortunately, that's going to be the story headed into 2020. We're really going to have to watch closely to see if we get another wet spring. I mean, we don't want to pray for a drought, but at this point in time, I wouldn't mind if we had a dry spring and a somewhat drier winter. So we'll keep our fingers crossed there.
So Wisconsin is known for having some pretty severe weather, including tornadoes, as the kind of extreme weather that we have in this part of the country. Looking at 2019 in terms of tornadoes, where did we come out on an average there?
Well, we're pretty close to average. A typical year in Wisconsin, we usually see about two dozen tornadoes statewide. So far, according to the National Weather Service, we've had 28 tornadoes in 2019. Strangely enough, only two of those were in southern Wisconsin. The rest of them were in central and northern Wisconsin. The strongest we had was on September 24th, when we had an EF3 go through the Elk Mound area just southeast of Eau Claire and produce some pretty heavy damage in those areas. So we've been about average. We haven't had any major outbreaks of destructive tornadoes. So it's been a pretty typical year.
You study hurricanes in particular, John, and I want to zoom out on a broader scale. What was 2019 like for hurricane season?
It was pretty active. We had 18 named storms. Six of those were hurricanes. And, in an average year, we have 12 named storms. Six were hurricanes. And, of course, the big hurricane was Hurricane Dorian, which devastated the northwest Bahamas. And then, oh, by the way, it also grazed the southeast U.S. coast and hammered the Outer Banks of North Carolina with some pretty heavy damage in Ocracoke Island. That was the big impact in the U.S. from Dorian, although we had another weak tropical storm produce inundating rain in southeast Texas near Beaumont, Port Arthur, 3 feet of rain or more in some of those areas. It almost was eerily reminiscent of Harvey 2 years ago. So those were the two big impacts in the U.S., both from Dorian and from what was called Tropical Storm Imelda in all those rains in Texas.
So it does seem, at least to a layperson, that storms are getting more and more powerful. There's more destruction, it seems. And the opposite of having too much water as comes in a hurricane in Australia, especially in South Australia, they're having record-breaking high temperatures and fires that come along with it. Those records are being broken. Flooding records are being broken. Is this the new normal, John? Just this really extreme type of weather?
Well, we've had extreme weather as long as it's been weather, but the bottom line is that the climate change is making a contribution. So we think it's making tropical storms and hurricanes move slower. It's making them produce more rainfall than they would otherwise. So it's weighting the dice, if you will, on a certain climate event. Now, a storm would probably happen in minus climate change. A storm would happen, but in this case with hurricanes, they tend to be wetter and move slower. And so there is certainly an imprint that we're seeing in several cases with these extreme weather events around the world.
Well, John, thanks so much for joining us, and happy 2020.
My pleasure. Same to you.
Jonathan Erdman is a Milwaukee-based senior digital meteorologist with weather.com and a contributor to the Weather Channel podcast. We looked back at the top weather stories of 2019, including the storm that's expected to drop several inches of snow over Wisconsin by tomorrow morning.